Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to the radio program of the Independence Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forest Hill, Missouri, and we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And we have our regular classes for each age. We have excellent teachers. We'd love for you to come. Bring your Bibles. Bring your families. And study the Word of God with us. And I know that you'll receive a warm welcome at the Independence Baptist Church. Our preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And then our evening worship service begins with our prayer service at 4 o'clock and our regular worship at 4:30. Our Bible study is on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So you're welcome to come to these services. And again, I know that you'll receive a warm welcome at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forest Hill, Missouri. For the past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking about the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And we've so far covered the first two of these sayings. And this morning, we'd like to look at the third saying of Jesus Christ as he hung on the cross of Calvary. This passage we'll find in the book of John, chapter 19. That's John, chapter 19, beginning in verse 25. The Bible said, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home." We know that this passage in talks about the time here when Jesus was hanging on the cross of Calvary, and he looked at his mother and said, "Woman, behold thy son." And then he looked at the other disciple that was standing there and said, "Behold thy mother." Now, before we get into exactly what these things mean that Jesus said, let's first of all look at Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. And I think there are some things here that we ought to notice about her. First of all, notice that during this time when Jesus was hanging on the cross of Calvary, that all of the disciples had gone away from Jesus Christ. It was prophesied that all of the disciples would leave Jesus alone. And that's exactly what happened. And it was at a time like that, when Jesus' mother and Jesus' mother's sister and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and I believe that was John, that these three came to the foot of the cross and there they stood. And I want you to think here for a second just about the feelings that was going through the body and the thought of Mary. And I think it's scriptural to do this. Let me turn with you back to the book of Luke, chapter 2, as we think about this mother. And I know that Mary gave Jesus Christ his body. But I want you to see what happened and what was told to Mary. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 2, we find that when Jesus Christ was born, that Mary and Joseph, on the appointed day, brought Jesus Christ into the temple that he might be circumcised and that all the duties of the law concerning him might be fulfilled. And here we find that there was a prophet there in the temple and his name was Simeon. We're going to begin our reading in the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 25. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now look what it says in verse 33. The Bible said, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And so here is Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus Christ, and here is Mary, his mother, as they listen to the marvelous things that Simeon has to say concerning their little child. But then Simeon turns unto Mary. And evidently he doesn't speak at all to Joseph here. Yet he speaks to Mary and he says in verse 34, Simon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And now we find in parentheses, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the hearts of many may be revealed. Now notice here that Simeon is prophesying concerning the future blessings of Jesus Christ and how that he will come and will save Israel from their wickedness, and actually that Jesus will be the Redeemer of the world. And he says to Mary, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also. And here we find that the prophecy of Simeon that was given some 30 years ago is coming to pass as Mary stands at the foot of the cross and she looks up at that son of hers that's hanging on the cross. He has the crown of thorns upon his head. She can see the nails that's been driven into his hands and in his feet. And she sees his precious innocent blood that's being poured out for the sins of many. And so the Scripture says concerning Mary here that, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul. It's difficult for us to imagine the hurt that Mary felt because her son was dying. Mothers love their children, and they do not desire to see their children hurt at all. Many a mother has said, I'd rather me be hurt than my children hurt. Their love for them is so great. And yet, Mary is absolutely helpless, totally helpless to do anything to stop what's going on. And I think this is a very, very important point to notice. Do you know why Mary is helpless to stop the crucifixion of her own son? And of course the reason is because Mary is a human being just like everybody else. Did you know that when Mary was born, she was born with the Adamic sinful nature embedded in her life? Why, certainly, Mary was born of a husband and a wife. She was born, conceived exactly like every other human being that's ever been conceived except for Jesus Christ. She had in her the sinful nature because her father had in him the sinful nature. She was no different from anybody else. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, at one point was a lost sinner. She was not sinless. The Bible states that Mary came to a time when she would also die like everybody else. And the reason that Mary died was because she was a sinner. Yea, Mary needed a Savior. Mary was not God. Someone has said, oh, I really believe that Mary has been exalted above all the women of all of the world. And yet, that's not what the Bible says. If you would, look in the book of Luke, chapter 1 and verse 26. The Bible said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, now notice what the angel says, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. The Bible says here when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, he did not say, blessed art thou above women. Rather, he said, blessed art thou among women. Mary was chosen because she was chosen. There was nothing special about her. She was a virgin, but in those days it was not quite as rare to find a virgin perhaps as it is today. The Bible says that she was just like everybody else. And yet, she bore the Son of God. As we go on thinking about Mary and her place among women, we must remark that never in all of the four Gospels written, the book of Matthew, the book of John, the book of Mark, the book of Luke, never did Jesus Christ ever refer to Mary as mother. That may be a very startling statement, and yet it's absolutely the truth. Any time that Jesus referred to Mary, His mother, He always called her woman. You can look that up for yourself, and you'll see that it's so. Why did Jesus do it like that? Why didn't Jesus call His mother Mary, His mother? And the reason, of course, was that He wanted people to know that she was a woman and that she was not over Him at all. Jesus Christ came from heaven because His Father sent Him, and He came willingly. And even now, Mary is exactly the same as all the other saints. Someone has said that Mary was a perpetual virgin. And that's not so either. The Bible records that Jesus was not the only son of Mary. There were other children that were born. Notice another thing about Mary. In the book of John 19 and verse 25, the Bible says, now there stood. Here we find that Mary was standing by the cross. It may have been that you have seen pictures of Mary as she is there at the foot of the cross and she is swooning or she is fainting or she is throwing some kind of an hysterical fit. But the Scripture says that she stands at the foot of the cross. Grace is what allowed her to stand there and nothing else. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We didn't quite get finished. The Lord willing, we'll take up on this same subject next Sunday morning and try to finish it up. So we do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we trust that you will. We know that when you come to the services at our church, that you will find a warm welcome. You'll find the Bible taught, and we invite you to come. Listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.